Lesson 6. Personal and Demonstrative Pronouns. Personal pronouns can only be used as the subject of a verb in a sentence and may come at the beginning of the sentence before the verb or at the end of the sentence after the predicate, depending on the word order. 1. The personal pronoun ako is the equivalent of the English pronoun I.
Ako, I see John.
I am John.
Ako ay lalaki.
I am a man.
Masipag ako.
Industrious, I am.
Malusog ako.
Healthy, I am. 2. The personal pronouns kami and tayo are equivalent to the English we. Kami means we in the sense of he or she and I, excluding the person spoken to, whereas tayo means we in the sense of you, he or she, and I, or you and I.
Kami ay sina John at Helen.
We are John and Helen.
Kami magkapatid.
We are brothers and sisters.
Mababait kami.
Good we are.
Mahihirap kami.
Poor we are.
Tayo ay sina John at Mary.
We are John and Mary.
Tayo'y magkaibigan.
We are friends.
Mababait tayo.
Good we are.
Masisipag tayo.
Industrious we are. 3. The personal pronoun ikaw is singular while kayo is plural. Both are equivalent to the English you. Ikaw is shortened to ka in the inverted word order.
Ikaw ay si Mary.
You are Mary.
Ikaw ay babae.
You are a woman.
Masipag ka.
Industrious are you.
Malusog ka.
Healthy are you.
Kayo ay sina John at Helen.
You are John and Helen.
Kayo ay magkapatid.
You are brother and sister.
Malulusog kayo.
Healthy you are. 4. The pronoun siya is singular, meaning he or she.
Siya ay si Peter.
He is Peter.
Siya ay isang bata.
He is a child.
Marunong siya.
Intelligent he is.
Mabait siya.
Good she is. The plural form of siya is sila, meaning they.
Sila ay sina John at Mary.
They are John and Mary.
Sila ay magkaibigan.
They are friends.
Marurunong sila.
Intelligent they are. In a polite or formal situation, either one of the plural pronouns kayo or sila may replace the singular pronoun ikaw or ka in sentences and questions to indicate respect.
Kayo po ba ay guro?
Are you a teacher, sir or madam?
Sila po ba ay guro?
Are you a teacher, sir or madam?
Kayo ay mabait.
You are kind. 2. The demonstratives, ito, iyan, and iyon. The English demonstrative pronouns this and that have equivalents in the Tagalog language.
Ito, iyan, and iyon.
1. The demonstrative ito is used to refer to a thing that is very near or close to the person speaking.
Ito ay si John.
This is John.
Ito'y si John.
This is John.
Ito'y bata.
This is a child.
Ito'y pagkain.
This is food.
Maliit ito.
This is small.
Malaki ito.
This is big. 2. The demonstrative iyan is used to refer to a thing that is near the person spoken to. It is followed by I.
Iyan ay si Mary.
That is Mary.
Iyan ay pagkain.
That is food.
Iyan ay pagkain ni Mary.
That is Mary's food.
Marami yan.
That is plenty.
Mainit yan.
That is hot. 3. The demonstrative iyon is used to refer to a thing that is far from both the person speaking and the one spoken to.
Iyon ay ilog Pasig.
That is the Pasig River.
Iyon ay mahaba.
That is long.
Iyon ay malinis at mahaba.
That is clean and long.
Malinis iyon.
That is clean.
Mahaba iyon.
That is long. 4. Plural forms of ito, iyan, and iyon. The plural forms of ito, iyan, and iyon are preceded by the plural article ang mga. This and that thus become these and those.
Ang mga ito ay mababait.
These are good.
Ang mga iyan ay malalaki.
Those are big.
Ang mga iyon ay malilinis.
Those are clean. 5. This and that as modifiers. The demonstratives ito, iyan, and iyon can also be used as modifiers to point out or specify the subject of a sentence.
Ang mesang ito ay malinis. Itong mesang ito ay malinis.
This table is clean.
Malaki ang bahay na iyon. Malaki yung bahay na iyon.
That house is big.
Maganda ang suot mong iyan. Maganda iyang suot mong iyan.
Your clothes are beautiful.